The government ban on aid agencies working in Zimbabwe was lifted yesterday, 3 months after it was imposed before the presidential runoff. The governing ZANU-PF party had ordered independent groups to stop work before the election, accusing them of supporting opposition activists. The lift of the ban was agreed to 1 month ago to help open a way to power-sharing talks between President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. The on-again-off-again talks resumed yesterday in South Africa, mediated by South African President Thabo Mbeki. Dennis Benton is the spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil. He told us about the potential outcomes of the negotiations.
The discussions getting underway this weekend in South Africa have three likely scenarios. One, that the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, will give way and agree to join the government of Mugabe in a junior position. This is considered unlikely. The speaker elected of the lower house of parliament this week is a member of his party, giving him control of the lower house. The second scenario, that Mugabe will give way and agree to take a ceremonial post as president, allowing Tsvangirai to take executive power, is also considered unlikely, because the people running Zimbabwe at the moment, the generals of the Joint Operations Command, have made it clear that they will not allow Mugabe to cede power, because this would endanger their own position and allow them to be open to prosecution. The third alternative is that President Mbeki of South Africa will decide to take much stronger action against Mugabe, but this again is considered unlikely, so we must expect these talks to break down. And the determining factor in Zimbabwe will always